In a statement issued Tuesday, Isabel dos Santos speaks of, I quote, honor and pride for having built one of the first telecommunications networks in Angola and having participated in the development of this company, end of quotations. Isabel adds that after 20 years dedicated to the creation, development and success of Unitel, she sues to leave the position of member of the company's board of directors in the same letter. Isabel adds that the Angola economic and the telecommunications markets are experiencing particular adverse economic conditions and seems counterproductive and irresponsible to allow a climate of permanent conflict and systematic politicizations in the boards of the administrators. I must underline that these positions of Isabel dos Santos comes out after a lot of press from the Angolan government on Isabel dos Santos, and the High Court have some process on the business human. We will see what happens next. But the last news are saying there are some kind of divisions between the boards of directors. But the important thing is that Isabel dos Santos is no longer the strong woman in the telecoms company Unitel, which I remember was created in 1999.
How much does this have to do with the fact that Isabel dos Santos was accused of mismanagement when she was chairperson of Sonango?
At some extent, it is not directly related, but at some steps, because she has been during the last 2 or 3 years under pressure from President Lourenço government. In account that Sonangol have a strong positions in Unitel company alongside other shareholders, Isabel is no longer in a position that he can face this kind of pressures from the government side.
Mario, Angola is supposed to be having local elections this year. Are those elections on schedule to be held?
Not at all. Some top officials from the ruling party, MPLA, saying the recent that there's no condition in the country to promote the local elections. After all, due to the pandemic of COVID-19, so there will be local elections during 2020.
What does the opposition say about that? Are they in agreement to postpone the election?
No, the opposition disagree. And they made a strong statement saying the ruling party never had the political willing to promote local elections these years due to the growing discredit of the government and the worsening of economic and the social conditions. But I think, in fact, just because COVID-19, so people are also under strong economic and social pressures. And these political issues, apart for opposition parties and civic society lobbies, are not, I would say, the more important worries of the common citizens, if you understand.
Thank you very much again, Mario, for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, James. Keep in touch.